Welcome to Weekend with Wiser. I'm your host, Nanette Wiser, and it is time to party. Winter Pride is in St. Petersburg, February 20th through 23rd on 2355 Central Avenue. It is a lot of fun. There's a drive-in movie, a drag bingo, a street festival, and a concert night. There's a Surreal Nights at the Dolly every Thursday, 5 to 8 p.m. That is an amazing pickleball on the pier. Continues on Friday, 8 to 9 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays, 10 to 7, Sundays through Thursdays. The St. Petersburg International Folk Festival is this weekend, 10 to 6, February 22nd at England Brothers Park in Pinellas Park. Lots of martial arts demonstrations, ethnic cultures, food, and international beer. One of my favorite things is happening in Gulfport. You can get rescued, Animal Rescue Festival, and fundraiser. If you love a fur baby, listen to Dr. Stacy Nelson during our weekdays with pet tips, and get yourself over to Gulfport 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. February 22nd. And by the way, I hear there's a new co-working space coming up on Mid-Central in St. Pete with kittens. I cannot wait. It is going to be amazing. Lots of great stuff going on around town. You know, there's the music every weekend. There's Horan Park. There's Largo Golf Course. There's downtown. The Farmers Market on Saturday always has wonderful music. And that is a terrific place to get out. And for those of you who might have heard me talking about Angie Ray, she's on the cover of the Tampa Bay newspapers this week, and she will be performing at the Yankee Phillies game on the 27th, and her new single's coming out on the 28th. And speaking of spring training, well, it's all over the place. We've got Clearwater, we've got Dunedin, we've got the Yankees. It's going to be really exciting, and the Rays. So stay tuned to our sports streaming to find out more about that. The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band is tonight, February 21st at 8 o'clock at the Capitol Theater. I hope that you heard my interview on RadioSt.Pete.com. Check it out. Come From Away, a fabulous Broadway show, February 22nd through 23rd at Ruth Eckert Hall. And Blippi, Friday, February 21st, 6 p.m., Ruth Eckert Hall. And Kelsey Ballerini. Now, that's great about Angie Ray, because Kelsey Ballerini is who picked Angie Ray, a former Seminole High School grad, for her team. But you can see Kelsey at the Amalie Arena, February 22nd. If you love country, this is the way to go. Also going on, not this weekend, but the following weekend, get it on your radar now, the annual Clearwater Sea Blues Festival with lots of musical guests. The Morian Center for Clay presents Trans Clay Body. That opens Saturday, March 8th. We look forward to that. Sea Blues Festival is March 1st, March 2nd. It's actually the same weekend as the Grand Prix. Yes, the Grand Prix, February 28th on the 27th. There'll be a big party in downtown St. Pete. Please come. You can meet some of the drivers. There'll be all kinds of events going on. Also coming up in March is Dunedin Mardi Gras Festival Parade, VIP tickets, street vendors, food trucks, live music, March 4th, 3 to 9. Get your beads on and let's go. At this big news for the Florida Orchestra. Of course, if you haven't heard Victor Hulse, our newest podcaster, interviewing and talking with classical music guests, then you have really missed something incredible. So go to RadioSt.Pete.com and search for Pound Victor Hulse. Wicked star Cynthia Erivo is going to perform with the Florida Orchestra fresh from her blockbuster film Wicked, May 2nd. Two concerts at the Duke Energy Center for the Mahaffey, for the Arts, Mahaffey Theater. It is going to be incredible. I can't even believe it. You know, we've had Sting perform. We had Yo-Yo Ma. This will be great. All right, let's return to what's coming up this weekend. Bayboro Brewing Company, Satsang, March 1st, is coming up in a week from now. But the Bayboro Brewing Company is always a place to go to eat, drink, and have fun. Also coming up is Little Feet, Wednesday, February 26th at the Ruth Eckert Hall. Robin Trower at Janice Live, Sunday, February 23rd. Special guest, Damon Fowler, always a popular guy here in town. Asleep at the Wheel is going to be performing at the Bill Hymer Capitol Theater in Clearwater at the Hard Rock Event Center. It is time for Rod Stewart, Sir Rod Stewart, the legendary two-time Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. He is going to be at the Seminole Hard Rock on February 26th. And Janice Live, another favorite, There Might Be Giants, February 28th. Also going on is Love and Bloom at the Imagine Museum Friday at 5 o'clock and the Corey Avenue Market on Sunday, the St. Pete Market at Kenwood, the St. Pete High School on Sunday. Saturday is the Saturday Market, and it goes on and on and on. So let's keep going. Let's see what else is going on at the Palladium. I got to tell you about this. So many good things, and I want to remind you that this weekend, the 23rd, the Listening Room Festival, 14th Annual Showcase, February 22nd, Bee Gees Now, Seven Bridges, the Ultimate Eagles Experience, February 21st, and that is amazing. But what has just been added is the St. Pete Jazz Festival is coming again. So not only do we have Ken Paplowski performing and Ted Rosenthal on March 29th, but on March 31st, we have the Tal Cohen Trio. That's night one. On April 1st, we have Alexis Cole and the Helios Jazz Orchestra. That's night two. And on the 2nd, Yuri Gordovich Rodolfo Zuniga Quartet. That is number three. And then on April 5th, the Buffy Fest. The Florida Bee Orchestra hasn't been there for a while. I'm telling you this now because if you don't get your tickets ahead of time, it will be sold out. So the St. Pete Opera, you know, it's a Sondheim kind of world. Freefall Theater has their new show, roadshow about Sondheim. St. Pete Opera is performing in March. Sondheim's A Little Night Music. Also performing in March is the Gulf Coast Dance Theater, Cinderella. So that is just incredible. This Sunday at 3 p.m., the Girls Are All Right, Youth Open Mic by the Girls Rock St. Pete. Hearts and Hope 2025, Sunday at Bayboro Brewing and at Outcast St. Pete, a weekend lineup that is full of music. Hot Tonic Orchestra, full band show at the Grand Central Brewhouse. And now let's take it to Localtopia, Localtopia, Localtopia. Downtown St. Pete, 10 o'clock to 4. Get down there. Come say hello to me. I will be walking around interviewing people. Come stop at our tent next to the soundstage. There is great music. There is great food. There's stilt walkers, performers, 300 vendors. Localtopia is a celebration, a community celebration of everything, everything you can imagine. Hats off to Olga once again for doing it. It's in Williams Park. Take the Sunrunner downtown for free. It is going to be a great day. So that's Saturday. We'll see you at Localtopia. And please mark your calendars for Community in West St. Pete on March 8th. So what else is going on? Well, this is not downtown, but I'll tell you something that is coming up. Steinway & Sons of Tampa Bay hosts a spectacular chamber music concert performed by the Florida Orchestra musicians. They did this on February 15th. And I want you to pay attention to the fact that their Steinway artists include Marcus Gottschalk, who is the Warehouse Arts District, and so many other people. And speaking of Marcus, on Monday, there's an incredible performance of the Count Basie Orchestra with Scotty Barnhart. Warehouse Arts District is helping to stage this with St. Pete College. It's at the Gibbs campus. It is an honor and celebration of Black History Month. There is a panel there too. Scotty Barnhart is at 7:30. Please look at my story on RadioSt.Pete.com, audio blogs for all the key information. Please join us for the Count Basie Band, directed by Scotty Barnhart, celebrating its 90th year. Who doesn't love the Ale and the Witch? Light Up the Courtyard on Sunday is playing there. Always one of my favorites. The St. Petersburg Food Festival, Seafood and Music Festival, is this weekend, February 21st to 23rd. So much going on. I can't believe how much is going on. There's the St. Petersburg Seafood Festival. There's Localtopia. This is at Vinoy Park. It's 4 to 10. It's both Friday and Saturday. And you can and Sunday, 11 to 6. So indulge in a variety of delectable foods, cooked on site, vegetarian dishes, alcoholic and non-alcoholic drinks. So many performances, K-Love and United Funk Foundation, Dr. Dave, 22N, Paisley Craze, The Black Honky, Stormbringer, et cetera, et cetera. So two great festivals this weekend. If you don't come, you're just missing all of the magic that is downtown St. Pete. And I want to say thank you to St. Petersburg, the city of St. Petersburg, and Mayor Ken Welch. Weekend with Wiser would be nothing without all of the wonderful things that you do for us in this town. And Radio St. Pete is proud to have been issued a proclamation for our one-year anniversary. We hope you'll join us. Go to our website to find out more. March 5th at Thrive DTSP. also going on this weekend, if you didn't have enough fun and you want to get out of downtown, is the Safety Harbor Art and Seafood on the Waterfront. That's Saturday at noon. One of our favorites, Greg Woodruff, is performing this weekend at the Gulfport Brewery and then at Stella's. He is fantastic. You've heard him here on Radio St. Pete. There is also Reggae Beach Party with Tribal Style at 6800 Sunshine Skyway, and Mastery's has Wicked Muse. There is more and more and more. All I can tell you is that everywhere you turn around, there is another concert. There is free music everywhere. There is music on Beach Drive from Flute and Dram in the afternoon. There's music at night at Ruby Elixirs. There are wine bars with music. There are Three Daughters Brewing with music. I'm telling you, there's music everywhere. And if you want to go inside, maybe you want a little culture, there's the Dalí. There's the Museum of Fine Arts with a new exhibit on the kimono. There is the James Museum with incredible exhibits coming up. And honestly, the galleries, like if you have not been to Duncan McClellan, you don't wait for Second Saturday. Get out, see the galleries, have some fun, get some culture. Check out the Morian, one of our favorites. Check out the Chihuly, one of our favorites. And, you know, immerse yourself. There's even Tampa's best independent theater, the Greenlight Cinema, showing films, including the Oscar shorts. And you can hear more about that. And finally, the Valentine Ghost Tour of Haunted Historic Roser Park is this Saturday at 6 p.m. So for Wednesday Weekend with Wiser, I'm Nanette Wiser, and we'll see you on the streets at Localtopia. Bye-bye.